This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Eaton Vance High Yield ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find smart bond selection from a specialized team with deep fixed income expertise. Get to know what's inside EVHY, the symbol of high yield done right, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Rideshare services like Uber and Lyft make it easy to get around. Just open the apps and a few clicks later, you know the cost to get to the airport or head across town. But while the total cost of the ride is clearly marked, what is often not clear is the assortment of fees beyond the base fare.
I don't know that a lot of people know about some of these fees. I didn't realize some of them till I really took an in-depth look at my Uber receipt.
We'll go through the numbers with Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson after the break.
This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Eaton Vance High Yield ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find smart bond selection from a specialized team with deep fixed income expertise. Get to know what's inside EVHY, the symbol of high yield done right, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Fees are likely to drive up the cost of your next Uber or Lyft ride. Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson joins me. Dawn, what do these fees cover?
It really depends on the fee. There's a booking fee, which covers everything from the company's regulatory safety and operational costs. There's a reservation fee if you want to book a ride in advance. So there's really a plethora of fees that just depend on, you know, what type of ride you're taking.
How are these fees going over with customers?
Here's the thing. I don't know that a lot of people know about some of these fees. I didn't realize some of them till I really took an in-depth look at my Uber receipt. Lyft doesn't break down all their individual fees, but Uber does and has really quite the lineup. And so that was pretty eye-opening for me.
Yeah, you recently booked a ride to the airport and numerous fees were tacked on to your invoice. What do those numbers look like?
The most stunning one to me was I reserved a ride. You know, you have two options with Uber and Lyft. Basically, you can get a ride on demand, or they've really lately been pushing these reserve rides. Hey, give yourself peace of mind, reserve a ride. So in this particular case, I was going to the airport like at 4 a.m. and I'm like, all right, I need a car here. And the reservation fee was $19.31. That's not the fare, by the way. The base fare was $23.39. So it's really just something that people need to be aware of. You know, when you book a ride, whether it's reserved or not, they do give you the upfront price. So these aren't surprise things at the end. You just have to know that sometimes there's a premium for reserving a ride.
Wow, that is quite a cost of convenience.
It's really steep. I mean, it really did floor me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like what I've done since then, I've maybe taken only one reserved or scheduled ride since then, because what I found is just get up a little bit earlier and do one on demand. Build in your own little cushion rather than paying this very steep premium to Uber or Lyft.
Do you remember all the fees that were on your invoice from your airport trip?
This was a ride from my house to the airport, which is 14 miles away. And there was a $19.31 reservation fee because I reserved it in advance, a $7.61 booking fee, $4.75 airport surcharge, and then the fare was $23.39.
Are all these fees the company's doing, or are any of them outside their control?
There's plenty that are mandated by the government or imposed by, you know, local and governments and airports. You know, the airport surcharge is one that people will see on almost every ride. to and from the airport. But the booking fee and the reservation fee in the case of Uber, those are both company fees.
Now, you mentioned that some of these fees are for reserving the car ahead of time. Are people actually doing that and paying that fee?
Lots of people do. Uber's CEO said in a presentation last week, you know, this is aimed at higher income travelers, they say, and 20% of their airport rides are now Uber Reserve rides. And translated, that means 20% of their airport rides are costing people in general more money.
Why did Uber and Lyft decide to go down this road to do this service and this fee?
I mean, they say that there's peace of mind, right? In certain places, if you're in a big city, you generally don't have an issue of availability. But if you're in certain places and you really need to get to the airport and you don't have a friend or family member to take you and taxis are not prevalent, they say this gives you peace of mind that there will be a car there waiting for you.
What other fees that fall under the category of convenience do the rideshare companies charge?
You know, there's the reserve one. There's obviously also to upgrade to a nicer car, to a comfort car. There's also something I've seen called priority pickup. So say you're really in a hurry or running late, you can pay a little more and get a priority pickup. On the other end of that, you know, there are ways you can save. We've all seen the wait and save option where you wait a few minutes or sometimes more and you can pay a little bit lower fare. The bottom line is there are plenty of options for travelers. Nobody has to reserve an Uber or a Lyft. But I just think it's important, especially with spring break here now, that people realize that reserved ride may cost you more than just booking one on your own.
Are the companies at least transparent about these fees?
Lyft does not break down like how a fare, like, you know, if you paid, I did a Lyft comfort reserved ride from my house and it was $53. It didn't break that down for me. Whereas my similar one on Uber, which was $55, it broke it all down for me. So in this case, I'd say Uber, you know, is much more transparent. But the bottom line is, this is different than maybe in some other industries. When you book that Uber or Lyft, that price you're seeing, that is the final price. The only thing extra you're going to pay is the tip.
Is there anything riders can do about the fees other than the fare and the tip?
Well, you can, I mean, the only way to save money, like say you've been noticing, which is what I have been noticing, much higher in general Uber and Lyft prices, then you just need to know, then don't reserve a car. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're in an area that has plenty of Uber and Lyft options and you don't generally have a problem getting a car, then just build in a little time and book it on demand. I mean, you will definitely save money there.
That's WSJ travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.